It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Reverend Kennedy, will you please open the prayer line up with prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Let us pray. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, O whither shall I go? Here it is, O Father, once again, a time that you have set aside for a few of your handmaid servants to come together to be able to edify you, O God. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that those who are here by the sound of my voice are ready to hear a word from on high. They've come with expectations, O God. Your presence has already been invoked in this place and on these lines. We ask your Heavenly Father to just continue to crown us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that when we hear the word, we'll be able to divide the word and multiply the word and send it out to not only 100-fold, but 500-fold, O God, so that someone may see the work of the cross and come running asking, what must I do to be saved? We pray, O Heavenly Father, that the shepherd of this flock, Pastor Smith, O God, that you would just grant her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Crown her head from the top of her head down to the soles of her feet, O God. Let her bring a rhema word from on high. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that those who are here that are maybe bowed down heads or heavy hearts, O God, that you allow their heads to lift up, O Heavenly Father, and be able to look to the hills from which cometh their help, knowing that all their help will come only from you, O God. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. It is the Christ I do pray and for his sake. Amen and thank God.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number. Full Gospel House of Prayer meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at Bethany Church. The address is 3291 Giannini Road, that's Atwater, California, 95301. We have a special announcement. There will be no in-service date for May 26th, which is Memorial Day weekend Sunday. The next in-person service will be June 9th, and there will be more details to follow. You want to listen closely to the announcements. Again, there will be no in-person service for Sunday, May 26th, which is Memorial Day weekend. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I have a testimony.
Okay.
I would like to give thanks to God for letting me be able to feed our congregation on Sunday for Mother's Day. It was a true blessing to be able to cook for our congregation, and everybody loved the food. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? I want to piggyback with that testimony from Brother Ray. He has a catering service, and he prepared us a beautiful dinner for the mothers in the church. He just set it up. It was just so wonderful, and we just really appreciate that blessing and that offering he gave to the fellowship, and how everyone just was blessed and there was leftovers, so we could, they was able to take extra food home, and it was such a blessing. We thank God for the roses that was given out to the mothers, and God just really blessed us, and we just thank God that he's an awesome God, and that's my testimony. If there isn't any more testimonies tonight, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight, that we know, Father, that your Word calms storms and seas, that your Word come against the power of darkness. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you tonight for the power of the working Word, that the Word of God will move in every place, and that the Word of God will come against every power that will come against us tonight, because, Father, this is a word of deliverance, and we thank you tonight, Father Jesus, that the Spirit of the Word do great things tonight, that doors open, Satan come into other confusion by the working Word, and we're going to praise you for it, and we're going to thank you for it, because you're in control, and your will be done, and when your will is in order, oh God, everything must come under the control of the Holy Ghost and the will of God. Father, you are to be lifted up tonight, and we thank you, oh Father Jesus, that we are in a place of recovery, a place of change, because of your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to 2 Kings, the second chapter, verses 19 to 22. In Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2, that's 2 Kings 2, 19 to 22, and Revelation 22, 1 through 2. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement tonight, and Spirit of God has placed it in my heart. There's a lot of recalls of medication that is just rampantly in the earth, and there's a lot of people that's on medication, and these recalls are causing side effects on the lives and in the body. So this word is a word for the Holy Spirit to come against side effects. And you to have medication, if you just get them, if you don't have them, just stand in faith that the Spirit of God will go into those medications tonight. It is something that the Holy Spirit allowed me to always encourage our fellowship over 20 years now to always pray over your medication, because we are in a world that's not perfect, and imperfect people produce medication. And we have to allow the Holy Spirit to go into those medication and come against any side effect that will cause health problems, extra health problems, that will cause negative reactions. So the Spirit of God have had me by faith speaking that word to encourage those that are taking medication to always pray that the Spirit of God will come against side effects. And this is what this word is about tonight. We're going to stand in agreement for those that's on medication and all these recalls, these callbacks, these repeal of meds that's causing side effects, negative reaction, and not beneficial for healing, and causing other issues in your body. I'm talking about a chain reaction of disease tonight, that there's a treatment tonight by the Word of God. There's a treatment tonight that's beneficial. There's a treatment tonight that stops consequences and adverse reaction that causing issues in your body tonight because of medication that's not good. The recalls I'm talking about. And we're going to see by the Word of God, 2 Timothy 2, 19 through 22, please.
2 Timothy or 2 Kings?
I mean 2 Kings, I'm sorry. 2:19-22.
And the men of the city said unto Elijah, "Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren." And he said, "Bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein." And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, "Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land." So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elijah, which he spake.
This word is a word to encourage you. If God healed the water, he definitely can come against side effects and heal and cause those medications to work for your good and not cause any chain reaction. He healed the water. The water was diseased, thanks to God. The water, it looked healthy. That place of Jericho was it was beautiful. And medication, it looks okay. But underneath all of some of the medication are side effects, because there were errors. There was things that happened in plants and people that didn't get it right. And so this is what this word is saying. The land was, and the water was bad in that land. It was barren. It did not bring forth fruit. It was in perfection. It was full of disease. The water was poison. The ground was barren. It was unfruitful. It was impoverished water. It was lifeless. And this word is saying, Elijah said, put salt in the bowl, in the cruse. And they brought it to him. He went to the water. He threw the salt in the water. And the Lord said, "I'll make this water. I will cause this water to be healthy. I will heal this water." The salt didn't do it. It was symbolic. The Spirit of God said, "We are washed by the water," in other words. The Holy Spirit is water. And so the Spirit of God caused that dead water, that diseased water, that barren water, that unhealthy water, that water that was barren, that water that was lifeless. If the Holy Ghost could move over sick water, diseased water, he can definitely move in appeal. He can definitely move through procedures. He can definitely move and cause those things not to cause your life to be in jeopardy. He can cause every negative reaction in medicine, in treatment, whatever kind of treatments you're going through, that there will be beneficial tonight and not cause consequences, that adverse reaction, that the Spirit of God will come against every issue of a chain reaction that will cause disease. This is the word of God. And the Lord say, "I will heal the water. It will cause no more death in the water." The water was healed. The word is saying, to this day, the water is what? It's healed. The water is healthy. The water was repaired. The water was made whole. The Spirit of God took the side effects out the water. He took the negative action out of the water. The water was no longer barren. The water would produce. When the water would hit the ground, the ground would no longer be barren. The ground would become fruitful again. And this is a word to encourage you. Whatever medication you're taking, whatever, as they announce it, it does this good, but it causes a reaction on this, meaning it'll cause something else to happen because of the side effects. And we're coming tonight, we're talking about the side effects, the negative reaction in medicine, the things that human error causes to cause you and I, whoever taking medication, to cause what? A chain reaction. I was talking to a friend of mine who was taking a drug, medication, and she began to get worse. And they began to check her, and the medication caused a reaction, caused diabetes. The medication caused diabetes. She didn't have diabetes before she started taking the medication, but the medication caused a chain reaction. It went from one illness to another illness, and it caused diabetes in her body. It caused a what? A side effect. It caused another issue. It caused another consequence. It caused a negative reaction. And this is a word to encourage you tonight, saints of God, that if God healed the water that was toxic, that if God healed the water that was full of disease, if God healed the water that was not fruitful to the land, meaning it couldn't bring forth good fruit, it couldn't bring forth perfected fruit because the water was bad. But Elijah obeyed the voice of God, and the Spirit of God allowed him to cast this salt into the water, and the Holy Spirit moved death out of that water. He caused that water to become healthy. He caused health to come into that water. This is to encourage you tonight. The Spirit of God, who is the Almighty Anointed One, and that's the purpose he came to manifest himself, to destroy the works of Satan, that the Spirit of God will move on whatever drugs you're taking, whatever procedure you're going through, whatever thing you're going through, that the Spirit of God desire that those diseases come subject to his word tonight, saints of God. He desire that the medication cause no side effect over your body tonight, that he, by his word, saying, I shall stop the change reaction of disease if you believe. You must believe, saints of God. That's why the Spirit of God said, man ought to always pray and not to faint. And whatever you ingested in this hour, I'm talking, that's why you bless your food. That's why you bless your water. That's why you bless, you bless, you bless. And you acknowledge God before you ingest, hallelujah, anything that's going into that body. You bring it before God, and you acknowledge God, that the Spirit of God will move impurity, that the Spirit of God will take out anything that's offensive, that will cause, hallelujah, your health to come into a place where disease begin to manifest and the side effects begin to cause a change reaction. And this is what this word is saying tonight, that God desires to come against every negative reaction and medication, saints of God. This is the word of God in the spirit of the word. He's saying, I will heal those medication. I will not allow a chain reaction to cause other issues to come in your body tonight. He said, I will stop the disease before it begins. The only one can stop a disease before it begins is the Holy Ghost. The only one can stop a disease before it begins is the Spirit of God. We are washed by the water, in other words. The Spirit of the wash, in other words. The Holy Spirit will go in and wash that medication. Cause that medication to do what it was supposed to do and designed to bring health to your body. Move every side effect. Come against every bad reaction. Come against every treatment that is not effective. Come against everything that's causing other issues. We got to believe the word of God tonight, saints of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He cast out the spirit with his word. This is what Jesus did. He cast out spirits with his word. Every spirit that desires to go be in your medication tonight, every error that humans, hallelujah, have made, desire to cause a reaction tonight, you must believe God tonight. Revelation 22:1-2, please.
and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
This is the word of God. He said, I stop diseases before it began. The Holy Spirit is the water made possible by Jesus on the cross. The water of life come from the throne of God and of the Lamb of God, Jesus. The tree of life bears fruit 12 times a year. Once each month, it leaves for the health of the nation. This is the word of God, the tree of life, the fruit that bears, hallelujah, 12 months out of a year. The leaves is for the health of the nation. This is what God is saying. I am the one that stopped diseases before it began because of the water, the Spirit of God, because of the cross. The water of life come from the throne of God and the Lamb of Jesus, the true Lamb, the sacrifice Savior. His tree, the tree of life, is health for the nation. And so tonight, we're going to agree that whatever you're ingesting, some people just take it for granted. Oh, I'm taking Tylenol, ibuprofen, whatever is made by humans. Things happen. But if you acknowledge God, if you come before God, that's what with any treatment, if you go before God, as you go into these places of treatment, as you take these prescriptions, and you trust God, you respect doctors, but you trust the Almighty God. That's what it said in Revelation 22, 1 through 2. The Holy Spirit is the water. And the Spirit of God have water, which is life, which is the Holy Spirit tonight, saints of God. And those trees from the Holy Spirit is life in the leaves tonight. And this is a word of encouragement because 50% of people in America takes medication. But we are coming tonight by the authority of Jesus, that the spirit of disease, the spirit of illness, the spirit of impaired health, ailments, defects, infirmities in your body, sickness and plague, suffering, pain, breakdown in health, come subject to the word of God, and that the medication obey the word of God tonight, that the medication does exactly what it was designed to do, it created to do, that the spirit of the word, the washing of the word, come forth tonight by the water of God, by the spirit of the Holy Ghost, and come against what? Side effects. Every negative reaction in medicine, in treatments, that's not beneficial tonight. That the Spirit of God move over those places. That the Spirit of God move over those issues. And while you're taking it, and the Spirit of God would stop the chain reaction of disease. It's so important, thanks to God, tonight. Because we're in a fallen world. And mistakes and error is continuously in this world until Jesus returns. Imperfect. That's why you acknowledge him in all your ways, in everything you do. Before you break bread, before you take a water bottle and pop it open and just begin to drink it, you ought to submit that to God before you die. You are to submit it to God, that God take out the offense, that God take out the impurity before you take a pill. Father, take out the impurity. Take out the side effects. You submit that to God before you go through treatment, any kind of treatments. Spirit of God, go before me. Rule out error. Cause every technician, everyone that's handling my case, that the Spirit of God will rule out error. Rule out all things that will cause a chain reaction. Move in the machines. Move over the x-rays. Move, Father, that your Spirit, God, will not cause injury to my body. Why? You are acknowledging the Lord. He's saying, I will direct your path, and I will restore. I shall repair. I will stop the side effects. I will cause you to walk in wholeness. I will come against every reaction that's in medication. It's the word of God. It's nothing but the word of God. God had me teaching on that, I think it was last Wednesday, in the book of Proverbs, how the Spirit of God, he heals medication. He has healing medication. He heals, saints of God. He stopped the enemy that desired to come and cause damage in our body. He shut the devil down. He opposed the enemy. And it's through faith that we must trust God, that God is consistent. He's the God of persistency. He's the God that calls us to survive. He's a God that says by his word, Proverbs 4:20-22. Somebody get that scripture, please. It popped up. Proverbs 4:20-22, please. First one, get it, please read.
Proverbs 4, what was that again? What verses?
20-22.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh.
He's talking about the word of God. He said, listen to my word. Don't let them get away from you. He said, my word is life and health. Health means medicine, saints of God, to anyone who understands them. His word is health. His word is medicine. We're standing on the word of God tonight. His word is health. His word is medicine. And this is the word that God wants us to stand on tonight, to stop side effects, to stop negative reaction. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, this is a word of healing, God, because your word is a healing word. Your word is medicine. Your word is health. We just read it in Proverbs. Your word, oh God, repairs. Your word make whole. Your word, hallelujah, cause soundness in our body. Your word, hallelujah, bring health and restoration. Your word comes against every negative reaction, oh God, that will come against our body. Your word, oh God, is a healing word. Your word come against diseases tonight. Your word, oh God, stop diseases before it began, when we stand on the word of God. Father, this night, we apply the word of God tonight to anyone out there, oh God, that's taking medication, to anyone, oh God, that's in this recall concerning meds, oh God, that have a recall on it, Father Jesus, that the Spirit of God will stop side effects, every negative reaction, everything, oh God, that caused consequences of health, hallelujah, go into another area of chain reaction tonight, that the Spirit of God will come against these reactions tonight that will cause other diseases, that will cause anything, oh God, that reacts not beneficial and cause another consequence to come. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spirit of the word. The spirit of the word begin to wash the medication now. Down by the washing of the word of God, that the spirit of God will begin to cleanse anyone that taking medication. Cleanse their body tonight. Stop any side effects tonight. Come against any disease that want to come against them tonight concerning medication. The spirit of God, stop every reaction tonight. The spirit of God, stop every adverse, oh God, that will cause disease. The spirit of God, stop, hallelujah, side effects in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God will move in their body, cleanse their body, wash them by the water of the word. In the name of Jesus, your word says you sent your word to heal us and save us from destruction. We send the word of God tonight that they're saved from destruction, oh God. You say, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Father, they're redeemed tonight. You say they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distress. Father, I thank you for delivering all that's taking medication out of distress in their body tonight in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, your words are you're faithful. We thank you tonight that you're faithful tonight in Jesus' name, who forgive all our iniquities, who heal all our diseases in the name of Jesus. You heal the broken heart, and you bind up wounds tonight. Heal everything that's broken tonight. Come against every side effect tonight in the name of Jesus, because greater is he that's in us than he's in the world. You live within us, oh Father. You are our deliverer, oh God. We thank you tonight, God, that the spirit of the Lord has moved in bodies, mind, spirit, and soul. Everything that's caused side effect, the spirit of God, we summons the word of God tonight to cast out diseases with his word in Jesus' name. Come against everything, oh God, that's calling ailments tonight. Any side effect that's causing the body to be impaired tonight, causing the body to be plagued tonight, breaking down hell tonight. In the name of Jesus, we come against these defects in Jesus' name. We come against this disorder in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of health. Begin to move into these homes. Begin to move in those dwellings. I'm talking about their bodies tonight, because the Holy Ghost dwells in our body. In the name of Jesus, move in these houses tonight in Jesus' name. Cause these houses to come in a place of repair tonight. Remove disorder tonight in Jesus' name. Everything that's plaguing this body, everything that's plaguing these houses, I'm talking about you dwells in these houses. These houses are made of clay tonight, that the spirit of God repair, restore, make whole. Stop negative reaction. Stop diseases before it begins tonight. And God, we thank you for it. Father, we praise you for it. We thank you for the peace of God, that tonight by faith that you allow us to enter into your rest. There are so many people struggling with so many things in their lives tonight. They need the rest of God. They got to know when Jesus says it's done, it's done. But, oh, God, we need your rest tonight, because the rest of the world is temporary. Our rest is temporary. I send the word of God to Jerome Ray tonight to enter into the rest of God. Prayer been prayed. Begin to rest. Father, take your rest over this man of God in the name of Jesus, that he rests in the promises of God. Not his rest, but your rest. His rest is temporary, but your rest, oh God, is continuously. I send the rest of God to begin to move over the men and women of God tonight over this airway in Jesus' name. Because your rest, oh God, when trouble is lurking, when things all around us is unsettling, the rest of God lives on the inside. I thank you for your rest to enter into the people of God tonight, that the spirit of God will cause them to cease from laboring tonight. I loose the word of Hebrew 4 to be upon them tonight in Jesus' name, that they rest. Your rest take them over. I come against unbelief that hinder your rest, and I thank you for the rest of God overtaking the men and women of God, overtaking their household, everything that concerns them, that they no longer labor. You said it's done. Before the foundation of the world, we must enter into your rest. Father, I thank you tonight that your rest take over every situation in our lives tonight, that we cease from laboring, and we say, yes, we believe. And God, I praise you for it, and I thank you for it. By faith, in the holy name of Jesus of Nazareth, oh, the Lamb of God, the precious Lamb of God, and we praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God.
Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.